Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, or shows and tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy New Year. Monday, January 3rd. Welcome to either KKGX Radio, that's 920 AM and 99.1 FM, or KWXY Radio, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. And remember that after we're through, Nigel posts everything to my website, which interestingly enough, is still named JoeyEnglish.com, and also to my Facebook page.
This is Monday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, Christopher Kennedy reminds you that his Friday 5 Palm Springs Happy Hour is carefully crafted just for you and served with a side of style every Friday. And he's having a big sale. Check it out at ChristopherKennedy.com. Heather James is celebrating 25 years at their art gallery with Fernand Ledger's Cubism Works, 45188 Portola Avenue in Palm Desert. Check it all out at heatherjames.com. And Melissa Morgan Fine Art, starting today, they're open regular hours again at 73660 El Paseo in Palm Desert. The website is melissamorganfineart.com. Now, if you're hungry, we start off as we always do.
Excuse me? You know, girls, we really got to eat. And you know we should eat right. If 5 will get you 10, then I'm gonna feed myself right tonight.
Are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
Okay, Joey pals. And where else do we want to go to start the new year right? I'm trying to think how I can turn that into a resolution. We'll ask Jackie Donnell from
Elmer's Restaurant.
It's January 3rd. I've already broken off.
So have I. Start out good. Yes. Oh, maybe I didn't start out good this year.
Somebody said on the show last week one day, their New Year's resolution was to not make any.
Oh, that's a good
that's
idea.
That's a good idea. Well, talk to us about 2022, thank you, God, and Elmer's.
And Elmer's, yes. Well, we're going strong into the new year. It's been, you know, actually 2021, we were really happy with our sales and our business. Employees were amazing, went clear through all of it with this. And so start of the new year, we just get a little bit better and going, and hopefully this new variants will go away and COVID will go away. But if not, we do what we do, keep our employees safe, keep our guests safe. And we have some new menu items coming up.
What kind? Tell me.
Well, we've added stuffed hash browns on the menu.
There goes the New Year's resolution.
I know already. With scrambled egg inside it, sausage. It's so good.
You've tasted it.
Yes.
That's your job.
Yes. So we started it. Yeah, we started it. On the front page where we have our featured items, and it was so good. People loved it.
So is it more like an omelet or no?
No, it's not an omelet. It's kind of folded hash browns with the
what else
eggs
in
and
eggs
and
cheese?
Sausage and cheese inside
onion?
It. Onions.
Pepper?
No? I don't think peppers.
Sausage?
Yes, it's so good.
No bacon?
One of our newbies.
Gosh.
So that'll be great.
Anything else? One stuffed hash browns.
Well, we've taken off a few items that we're having a hard time getting right now with all of
crab.
The crab right now. It will come back, but right now we're out.
Yes.
But it's still on the menu. We're just having
my
to let everyone know.
Crab avocado omelet.
I know. Crab salad.
Our salad, our BLT.
Yes. So,
and it was fresh crab too. You know,
yes.
Lots of places you go and it's canned,
yes,
or frozen or
mm-hmm.
something. But this is just okay.
Yeah.
So when will the new menu items start?
The new menu items will actually start this week.
Okay.
So within the next few days.
Today's the 3rd.
Yes. So fourth, I'll probably have it by the 5th, have it completed.
That's
everything
Wednesday.
Changed over. And then on the front page.
Oh, yes.
We'll have our veggie bowl that has different assorted vegetables, scrambled eggs, all hash browns, all in one.
Okay, a veggie bowl.
It's really good. And then we have a meat bowl.
Okay, so this is scrambled eggs with...
with a variety of...
zucchini and broccoli and whatever you've got in the kitchen.
Yes.
Everybody in the pool.
And it was really successful last year when
Cheese,
yes.
Put cheese on anything.
I know, anything. Cheese
and bacon.
So that's
a veggie bowl.
Yes.
And then also...
and then a meat bowl.
What's that?
We'll have the bacon, the sausage, ham. And same thing with the scrambled eggs and cheese and hash browns. And it's cheesy hash browns. So it's a layer where we've melted cheese on it, on the grill.
That's
at the bottom of the bowl. And it's so good.
Now, you've always had those skillet things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they still there? Or
yeah, they're still there.
Okay.
Yeah, so a little bit variety to those. Yeah, so we're looking forward to, 2022 and continue the way our business is going.
Still dining inside and outside, Joey Pals.
Yes. And it's been great. It's been a little cool through this holiday.
But you have heaters?
But yes, we have heaters. And people don't mind. They love being out.
That's there. Right.
Yeah, it's great.
Tell me the rules as of Monday, January 3rd.
for outdoors?
For masking, unmasking, vaccination. What's Monday, January 3rd?
Okay, so the city of Palm Springs still requires vaccines for anybody who wants to dine inside. You have to show your proof of vaccination and wear a mask. If you dine outside, you're fine. You don't need either one, but to go through the dining room, you need to wear your mask if you're headed to the restroom or that.
Okay. I was looking at things in the Joey English Desert Date Book, and we're in our 95th week of pandemic. Let me see here. Things I never thought I'd take to track anyone.
I know. I wouldn't have tracked it.
92. That was 92. That was 93 weeks. That was 94. I had written 94. That was 95. So today's 96 weeks.
96 weeks. Isn't it crazy? I can remember thinking when we first closed down, when it happened, that it's like, this will just be a few weeks or so.
It was an inconvenience. So I was checking the Joey English Desert Date Book, and it goes all the way back to 96 weeks ago. And the edicts from the city of Palm Springs are the same.
Oh, wow.
When they first told us to social distance, and we didn't have the vaccination.
Right, we did not then. Thank God we got the vaccination.
Yes. We have lots of things now.
Yes.
But oh my stars. It's Jackie Donnell on the Joey English Show. She's our restaurant of the whole week. She gave us a great report on how well Elmer's did in 2021. They're still number one in the whole chain, and they're the only restaurant in Palm Springs and California in the chain.
Yes.
Then she talked about, here are the new, mushrooms. Stuffed hash browns are new. The veggie bowl is new. The meat bowl is new.
Oh, and we have a savory crepes on the front page, too.
Ooh.
That has turkey in it. They're really good.
Everything over there is good. You're not doing anything to my prime rib.
No. Your prime rib is a bomb. We have really good prime rib.
Unbelievable.
And, I'll put it up against any fine dining dinner house for a third of the price.
It's rock salt, slow aged.
Slow roasted.
It's three things.
Slow roasted in rock salt.
Yes. And it's the price that we talk about, maybe it's $20 and change.
Yeah, it's 20. It's over 25. No, so
for
probably about 20.
One.
Yeah.
But it's,
But that's, a deal.
I had to cook my own.
I know.
It was okay. Tyler said it was fabulous.
Yeah, he said it was the best one he's ever had.
Yeah.
Besides Elmer's.
Yeah, besides Elmer's. But that was good that you had everybody off on Christmas Day, and we do prime rib Christmas Eve. So nothing suffered. Nothing suffered. Hours that you're open.
6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Every day?
Every day.
Where are you, as if I didn't know?
We are at 1030 East Palm Canyon in Palm Springs, just before the curve, headed downtown.
I got to tell you a story. We've had two Airbnb folks at my house, and one lady was there because my daddy's birthday was the 28th, and her late husband's birthday was the 28th. It's a sign. So she was staying in the Braves room, which is kind of a spiritual place. And she came to Palm Springs for 4 or 5 days because her husband loved it here. And she had a one of those Jewish people call it a yahrzeit candle.
Oh, yeah.
Memory candle burning for her husband. She told the housekeeper, don't blow it out. And she wanted to go to Elmer's because he loved it there so.
Oh.
So I gave her one of the little yellow 10% off cards you've given me for Airbnb folks. And she was so happy to be there, she didn't even want to use it. And oh. She went over there, and I didn't get a chance to ask her what she ordered. But he used to love, isn't that a great story?
Yes.
That you're part of somebody's memories of Palm Springs?
Yes. So I heard over the holiday, this one lady came in, and she said, I don't know if you recognize me. I said, I recognize you.
But I can't remember your name.
You came in with your parents. She said, yeah, she pulled the pictures out. They passed away this last year. And I hadn't seen them since just before the pandemic. So it had been a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
So it was sad. And we cried together.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, you're part of the fabric. Everybody knows where Elmer's is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, how about children? Nah.
The kids are really having a blast right now because about, gosh, maybe a year now, we got superhero masks for the kids in their kids' menu. So they can be Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman. So it's really fun.
How nice.
And we've taken pictures, and some of them are on the menu, some of them on our Wall of Fame as you enter.
Yes.
Yeah, they're so cute.
I want one.
Okay.
I'll come in and with Gypsy. Gypsy's coming back because he stayed with me. He did New Year's Eve at Oscar, so he stayed over a few days. So I'll bring him in. And if there's ever a kid that needed a superhero mask, you have Wonder Woman?
He needs it. Yes, Wonder Woman.
I'll be Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh, there you go.
Oh, that's so nice. And you have a menu.
Yeah, we have a menu.
Kids
things. It's a great
and
kids
menu. And we have
menu.
Kids menu, we have seniors menu, we have heart healthy things, we have vegan and all those things I don't eat. Oh, speaking of what I do eat, no, I don't eat this either. Desserts.
Oh, yeah.
What have you got?
We have pumpkin pie right now, still pumpkin pie. We've got our chocolate cake that is to die for.
My friend Marty comes in,
uh-huh.
And it doesn't matter what he has for dinner. He loves the chocolate cake with vanilla ice cream. I take one taste. It's amazing.
It is. It's really rich, but it's so good.
I think it's almost like a flourless chocolate cake. It's that good. And what's the vanilla ice cream? It's real French vanilla, I think.
Yes.
I'm writing. And salivating. Is there anything else besides pumpkin pie? Do you have any of your cobblers yet?
No. We actually had them through the summer and fall, so now we'll wait.
Okay.
See what comes up for spring.
Joey Pals, will you see this picture of our dear friend? And remember, it's eat@elmers.com phone number.
760-327-8419.
Don't need reservations, do you?
Nope, we don't take reservations. Just come on in.
Come on in. Bless your heart. Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
We'll make it a good one.
Yes, we will.
It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.